As we do every Thursday, Shane Anderson, say that quietly, Nick, and normally, like it's a name, has come in to share with us the absolute rubbish that's been in the news feeds, the one story we should have been paying attention to. It's a segment we call I Can't Believe It's Not News. Good morning.
Good morning, Nick. It is a name. I think it's a name.
It's a name. It's a definite name.
I use it to call myself that.
You do not call yourself that. That would be really weird. No one says stuff like that. Go on. Tell me about it.
Right. So this has been a really, really heavy week, and I'm going to kick things off with the magazine called Quadrant.
Oh, look, the literary journal people had vaguely heard of until this week.
Yeah, I'm starting to realize the reason I hadn't heard of it before this week was because I'm not an old man waving a walking stick off a veranda.
But I am, and I've only vaguely heard of it.
You're a fan. No, it's an article that came out this week. I don't feel like I need to quote it verbatim. You've probably seen it. Basically, it was a critique of the show Q&A, and they were basically hoping that a bomb would go off during the live broadcast. I mean, come on.
Absolutely amazing. Like, I have read it. It's as shocking as it sounds. It's been edited to remove some of the shocking elements out of it without acknowledging that it's been changed, which is such a no-no.
It's the epitome of rubbish news, isn't it? I mean, if you don't like Q&A, you send them a tweet. That's what they have the tweet for. Like, you don't fantasize about a nail bomb going off during a show that, you know, whether you like it or not, is about democracy.
Amazingly so. Like, look, as far as I can tell, if you don't like Q&A, you watch it religiously and can't stop tweeting about it. Because as far as I can tell, everyone calls it the bad show these days.
I think everyone hate watches Q&A.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. Poor Q&A. I feel really sorry for it. But this was just, you're right. It should never have been news. It's not news. It was horrible.
Yeah, moving on. I think that's all we need to give airtime to that story. Basically, the second not news for the week. A little bit more exciting, maybe, depending on your stance. But apparently, Australians are the biggest bong smokers on the planet.
On the planet?
On the planet. This is due to a very comprehensive global drug survey. It's released every year. It's actually a hugely important bit of research done across the world. It's a snapshot of global drug trends, and the reports they come out with are huge, and they have so much in them. Naturally, the Australian media takes one little stat,
of course,
and blows it right out of proportion. Australia, look at yourselves. This is us.
This is us.
This is us. I'm going to sit on the fence with a stance on this, but I think we can add this attribute to our list of great contributions to the world.
What else have we done?
We've got Vegemites.
We do.
Vegemites, plural. We've got Lamingtons.
True.
And now we can put in Gatorade bongs.
Gatorade bongs as well. That's what we invented.
Well done.
You're welcome.
Pat ourselves on the back.
Do you think it's a benefit for Australia's snack industry as well?
Oh, for sure. That's what Fedora and all the bicycle courier services are built on. It's the foundation of our nation.
Mercy, mercy me. Go Australia.
And look, finally, the third not news story. I think those two have been a little bit heavy. So I'm going to go with the glimpse of sunlight that shone through the muck this week. And that is the news that there is going to be a sequel to Top Gun. Hold on.
What?
This is going to be a ride.
What?
I'm so excited for this. This is a problem with doing not news for so long. A bit of trash news comes out that actually makes me a bit excited, and I latch onto it. Top Gun 2, the sequel to the classic 80s action movie.
We can call it classic. It is a classic. Top
Surely,
Gun 2?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's my favorite Val Kilmer movie, so that's already one reason why I'm going to be seeing it. I think an interesting thing about the kind of sequel reboot kind of phase we're going through at the moment is that a lot of them tend to be really gritty, like the movie Logan that was out recently that was a Wolverine reboot that was really dark and violent. And I'm really looking forward to them doing that with Top Gun.
I look forward to that too. Look, here's what's weird about Top Gun 2 is that Tom Cruise could probably step back in and play the same role. Val Kilmer looks like he chased down Val Kilmer, skinned him, and is now wearing his face.
I will not hear a bad word about that, man. We've been through this before, even. Look, I mean, in the original movie, they were just in training school. They weren't actually in combat. I'm hoping the sequel, 20 years later, they're still in training school, trying to pass. Things are getting grim.
I don't want to alarm you. I think it's been 30 years, not 20.
30. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's before I was born, so it's just in the beyond time.
All right. Well, apart from going crazy for Top Gun 2, what should we have paid attention to?
Look, something happened this week that I think we should be paying a lot of attention to. Basically, in Western Australia, the WA Liberals, in their infinite wisdom, passed a motion calling on the federal government to cull more great white sharks. Now, you're probably thinking that you can't cull a protected species.
No, you can't.
They're endangered.
Yeah.
Fear not. The Liberals have a solution to that. They're proposing that great white sharks are delisted from their protected status so we can kill them.
Wonderful.
Yeah, brilliant. Luckily, this doesn't have federal support. Even Environment Minister Josh Frydenberg came out saying that we signed international treaties to protect great white sharks. And I think even when Josh, Mr. Cole Frydenberg, is saying it's a step too far, you should probably take a step back and have a look at what you're trying to do. But there is actually a Senate inquiry at the moment into the shark issue, which I'm going to put in inverted commas because it's only an issue because the right, for some reason, have taken it upon themselves to spearhead shark culls. And they're going to receive reports from the CSIRO later in June. And there is a potential that this report could indicate that shark numbers are going well enough that it could be the basis for delisting sharks. So it's only a possibility, but there is a chance that with enough political momentum, we could be delisting great white sharks so that we can cull them. And it's really, it's a moral panic.
It is an absolute moral panic. And I had not heard about that. And I wish I had, compared to Top Gun 2, Australia's bong-smoking status.
And the old people over at Quadrant.
The old people at Quadrant demanding the ABC get blown up. Shane Anderson, don't know how you do it every week, but thank you very much for doing it every week. We'll talk this time next week.
Thank you, Nick.